Praise the Lord. If you have been baptized, but not in this church, can you stand up? I want to let you know whether your baptism is correct or not, so that you know whether you should rebaptize or not. You have done your baptism, but not in this ministry. Just stand up. Okay, not too many people today. Praise God. Everybody sitting down here, you've done your baptism. That's good. I want you to know whether you've done your baptism correctly or not. Then we close. That's all. So where did you baptize? Which church?
I baptized in Deeper Life Church.
Deeper Life?
Yes, sir.
Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. Don't be angry.
No.
I beg you, may not vex. Because why I say so, Deeper Life believes they study Bible. It's very difficult to convince a Deeper Life on a doctrine that is contrary to the teachings of Pastor Kumuyi, because of the confidence you have in him. But I'm telling you, he's a great teacher of the word, and I have high regards for him. But when it comes to water baptism, he is wrong in his teaching. I will show you. So if you are from Deeper Life, sit down. What of you, sir?
I did mine with Winners Chapel.
Winners?
Yes, sir.
They baptized wrongly. If you are from Winners, sit down. Yes.
I baptized in Care Mission.
Yeah?
My church is called Care Mission.
Okay, just, I don't know that one, sit down. If you are from the same church with him, sit down. Now, those of you sitting down, let me just mention a few that I know that they may be right in any other thing they are doing, you know, but this water baptism, oh, according to the Bible, they are wrong. First Square, they are wrong. Sit down. Of course, Catholic, they started the error. And Anglican followed. Anglican and Catholic, you baptize wrongly. You don't baptize anybody by sprinkling. You don't baptize infant. Sit down. Assemblies of God, you baptize wrongly. If you are from Assemblies, sit down. Who again? Help me now. Redeem. Redeem baptizes wrongly. Sit down. MFM, you baptize wrongly. If you are from MFM, sit down. CAC, you baptize wrongly. CAC, sit down. Baptist, wrong. Methodist, wrong. Presbyterian, wrong. CPM, wrong. If I call your own, sit down. Christ Embassy, they baptize correctly. But they teach many other things wrongly. In fact, the only thing where they talk correct for that church is this. Which is your own? Eh?
Gospel Faith Mission.
Eh?
Gospel Faith.
I don't know about them. God bless you. Be seated. Any other person standing up? Thank you very much. What of you, sister? Over there. Let me hear you. Eh?
Dominion City.
I don't know that one. Sit down. Watchman baptizes wrongly. I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. They're apostolic. Apostolic Bride Church. Are they the followers of the minister of William Branham? Eh?
Yes, sir.
We are?
At Elasa.
At Elasa. Yes. Apostolic
Bride
Church. If you are a follower of the minister of William Branham, certainly you will baptize correctly.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, any other person standing up?
Yes, who again? Sir.
Yes?
At Seventh Day Adventist Church.
Wrongly. They baptize wrongly. Any other person? Thank you. Sele, they baptize wrongly. Aladura, they baptize wrongly. Choosing. I beg, I know one problem. Praise the Lord. Choosing baptizing wrongly. Wrong, very wrong. The reason why I say they baptize wrongly, listen, sir. My brother from Deeper Life, how long have you been in Deeper Life, sir?
I repented in 1983.
With Deeper Life?
Yes,
and you have been with them since then?
Yes, sir.
Till now you are with them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Now, so you listen very well, because our brother Kumuyi has taught us, you know, to take Bible study seriously. But the letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. I want you to also note something to help you. Very interesting. In the Bible, the Bible is a book that anybody can read. But the Bible is not for everybody. The Bible is meant for salvation. And the Bible is for those that God came to save. Now, very interestingly, everything that pertains to salvation is written and hidden in a mystery, in symbol, so that unless God himself grants you understanding, you will never understand it. You see, now, Jesus Christ, this is where they miss it. Of course, number one, you must first repent before you go for baptism. So, an infant has not yet repented. So you cannot take the person for baptism. And to help God save an infant, there is those who do infant baptism. They have what they call Godmother or Godfather, a man that stands on behalf of the child. But that is wrong, because God has already given us a man that has stood between us and him. For the Bible says there is one mediator between God and man. Who is the mediator? The man Jesus is mediating also for that child. And he's the only one that qualifies. Because in the law of redemption, before you can qualify to redeem somebody in bondage, you must be free yourself. A sinner cannot redeem another sinner. So when a man stands in the gap for a sinner, you know it's just causing confusion. It's wrong. That is why God gave us that virgin birth. Through virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ. No sin was found in him. That's why in Revelation chapter 5, he was the only one qualified to receive that book that was sealed. No one else was qualified, because he's the only one that overcame. Okay. Now, Jesus Christ, you know, his blood atones for even that little child, wherever he is. And baptism is burial, because you are identifying with the death. That's repentance. The burial. And you don't bury somebody by sprinkling sand on the person. The water has to cover the person. So baptism must be by immersion. If they sprinkle water on you, go and rebaptize. It has not taken care of your sins. Your sin is still upon you. I'm telling you, that is according to the Bible. Secondly, it has to be by immersion. But all these Pentecostal churches and evangelical churches, some of them that are mentioned, they misunderstand the commandment of the Lord in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go ye to the world, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I'm saying this because of those listening for the first time. Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, they take you after wasting your time in baptismal school. Baptismal class. You fail, you repeat. You fail, you repeat. Finally, you now come and then they take you according to Matthew 28 verse 19. I baptize you in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and put you inside the water and they bring you out. And then you go. You say you have baptized. You have not yet baptized. Look in the Bible. After that commandment was given, you don't see Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism again in the Bible. Why? Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. It means the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. Look for that name and baptize in that name. That is the name given for our redemption. At the mention of that name, every knee bows. Even that man, Jesus, because he obeyed, even unto the death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9. And given him a name that is above every other name in heaven and on earth. The name of Jesus is a name that is above every other name. In words or in deeds, whatever we do, Colossians 3:17 says, we should do it in that name. We pray in that name. We cast out devils in that name. Salvation came by that name. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15 says, that is the family name in heaven and on earth. It is the name of God for salvation. That name is Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father that he gave his Son. The Holy Ghost in John chapter 14 verse 26 is coming in the name of Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He should take the person inside the water according to Matthew 28 verse 19 and baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring the person out. You have baptized the person in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Do you understand, sir?
I understand the way.
No, if you don't understand, you can ask me. I'll clarify it for you.
Okay, sir. To me, what you are saying, I'm not arguing with you, but in other way, I believe that salvation is the reason why Jesus died. We got the salvation already. We are happy about it. We are made clean, and eventually, according to how we are taught, we obey and baptize. Now, how God, maybe, when you begin to have that revelation of, maybe you are baptized already somewhere, and eventually you get corrected and you understand this, and now we are looking, we will still continue to search, because we are searching and we are yet to know better.
Okay. He's going to continue to search. Any other person? Any question? Yes. My brother is still going to search. Continue to search. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
That means now we are going to rebaptize. Assuming, for instance, now they now change the routine. Let me say, they will not say, I baptize you in Jesus' name. That's not the correct baptism.
According to my teaching, do you see anything wrong in it?
No, I didn't see anything wrong in it. What I'm trying to say is that we are now going to rebaptize again.
Of course, I'm teaching you this so that you can correct your error. One thing about life is about learning. You can never go beyond what you know. Those of them who are serving idols today, they believe that that is God or a point of contact to God. But the day they get to know better that the only point of contact to God is the Lord Jesus Christ, they will stop the idols because of the knowledge they have now. Hold on to Jesus. You see? And all the religions of the earth, the day they get to understand that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father. Nobody can come to God except through Him. The day they know it, they will stop other names they are holding on to. They will stop Hindu. They will stop all those Krishna and the rest. So also it is. Because the Father seeketh such that we worship Him. We are the true worshippers. Where will they worship Him? In spirit and in truth. So like he said, my brother from deeper life, he said every day they are searching. If you have arrived, you will not search again. That you know there is a need to search, it means you know that you can always know better and better. But knowledge also, you know, places a demand from you. Now that you have known the truth, they ask Peter. People who were under the law of Moses, vindicated prophet, grace was coming to shift what they believed away so that they will hold on to the New Testament. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached to them. The Bible said they were pricked in their heart and they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? So that same question is what we expect you to ask. That is what she's asking. Now that I've discovered I did it wrongly, what should we do? Go and rebaptize. Correct it. And it must not be here. You can baptize anywhere. People are hearing us all over the world. And they are busy asking. Some of them travel just to come here and baptize and go back. People fly in from Europe. People come from outside Lagos just to be baptized. Maybe some of them are even here today. I don't know. Anybody here that you come, stand up. Come, brother. Come. You see, I didn't know they are here today. But from time to time, they come. Come, let me hear. Where are you coming from? Yes.
Praise the Lord. I came from Akwa Ibom for the June camp to be rebaptized.
Okay, you came down in June just to be baptized. How did you come across us? Let me hear him again.
It was one of the... I've actually been in search for something, for the truth. And I met with one of my sisters in the church over there in Akwa Ibom. And she mentioning Pastor Moses Alo, Pastor Moses Alo. But one of the days I turned to my TV station and I saw you ministering. I didn't know it was you until I saw the name written. I said, oh, this is the person she has been mentioning. And that was how I came
into the caught the truth. To come here. Church, can we clap our hands for our God again? What of you, sir? God bless you.
Yeah, I'm from a Baptist church.
Where?
In USA. We call it a First Baptist Church in USA.
Oh.
So I came to town about 3 weeks ago, and the sister invited me to this church. And as I have come to the church, I discovered the truth. And
you,
I feel like I should
baptize. Discover the truth. God bless you, sir. You are welcome. Are you too?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, I only have a question to ask.
Okay, let me see those who came because of water baptism. You came from outside?
No.
Okay, you want to ask a question. Let me hear you then.
Sir, my question is actually I baptized in MFM.
About?
MFM, that's why I baptized.
But MFM, yes.
My question is, sir, during the teaching of before one get baptized, during the teaching by the name of Jesus, teaching the Bible and others, and the day of baptism, they are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Does this mean that one did not baptize in the name of Jesus?
You say you want to ask about MFM. You have not asked me anything about MFM.
Sir?
I thought you say MFM.
Mountain of Fire, that's where I baptized.
Now, I am not... I don't care where you baptize.
Okay.
I am only interested in how you baptize.
Okay.
Where you baptize does not matter, but how you baptize is what matters.
Okay.
Maybe you are calling the name MFM because it is a household name in Christianity. Maybe, and you feel that as big as they are, they cannot be wrong. Well, I am not looking at the church, I am looking at the Bible. Okay. So, I have told you correct water baptism. If you compare that with what MFM does, you will see that it is contrary to that teaching in the Bible. The Therefore, go and re-baptize. You can go back to the MFM and tell them to baptize you like Peter baptized, like Paul baptized. But I can assure you, one of the evil in denominationalism, they will refuse.
So yes. What I'm trying to like get is, during the teaching, before we got baptized, they taught us about Jesus Christ. And after the teaching, they now baptized us in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Does this still mean that it's not in the name of Jesus that we've been baptized? That's what I'm asking.
You will have to, I will advise you to go to MFM and ask them, despite all this your teaching, why do you still baptize contrary to the Bible? I think that they are the ones that should answer you. It means their teaching is wrong. Your teaching is wrong, your application will be wrong. Like Christ Embassy. You see, you know, all manner of worldly appearances among them. It is a product of their teaching. They teach you, it doesn't matter. You will act, it doesn't matter. If they teach you, it matter. You will dress, it matter. Yes?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Pastor, based on what I am hearing for the first time, in 1 John chapter 5 verse 7, the word of God said there are three things that bear witness: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. So I am saying that if anyone baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, if you pick three, it means you pick one. And if you pick one, it means you pick three.
God bless you, sir. Which church do you attend? Which church, sir?
Well, I attend CPA Church.
CPM.
CPA.
Reverend King?
Yes.
Oh. God bless you, sir. You're welcome. Sir, you're married?
Yes, I'm married.
You have children?
Yes, I have.
You have a father?
Yes, I have.
Is he still alive?
He's just late.
Okay. So, you have a father, of course, that's why you are giving birth to.
Yes, I have.
Who are you in relation to your father?
In relation?
To your father.
And my father gave back to me.
So, who are you to him?
I'm the son.
You are his son. Is son your name?
No, my name is Chris.
What is the name of this son?
It's Chris.
What is the name of the son?
The name
of the son?
Chris.
Not son?
Not son, Chris. The son, Chris is the son of...
No, your name is son.
My name is not son.
But you are the son of your father.
Yes.
The son is not your name.
Son is not my name. My name is Chris.
Good. The name of this son is Chris. You have a child.
Yes.
What is your relationship to that child?
I'm the father. I gave back to him.
What is the name of the father?
Chris.
What is the name of this son?
Prince.
Your name? Your name?
I am.
You are the son of your father.
Yes, I am.
Son is your title.
It's my title, yes.
You are the father of your child.
Yes, I am.
Father is your title.
Yes, I am. Yes.
So, you are a son. You are a father. Is your name son?
It's a title.
Is your name father?
It's a title.
God, the name of the title of God is Father.
That's God's title.
Yes, but he has a name. Father is not the name. Yes, there's a difference between a name and a title.
Praise God. Dear Pastor, I understand.
So, when Jesus Christ said, go and baptize in the name. Now, he didn't say names. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He's telling you that the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. But there is one name. That same name is the name of the Father. It's the same name of the Son. It's the same of the Holy Ghost. One name. And we look at it in the Bible. That name is Jesus. Oh, you want me to prove it further for you?
No, revelationally, I believe what you're saying.
No, it's not about revelation.
It is a revelation. It is not of the letter. It's okay. Of the Spirit.
God bless you.
And in administration of the Spirit,
yes,
the operations of the Spirit, according to the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says the operation differs in diverse operations.
Sir, in the obedience of the word of God, there are diversities. Is that what you are saying?
Diversity, yes.
Give me an example of an obedience to God, and you can obey it in diverse ways. Just give me one example.
Well, I'm in the order of Melchizedek as a high priest.
What is the commandment first, before you tell me the obedience?
Come again, sir.
The word of God is a commandment given.
Yes.
And you are saying that there are diversities. You can obey it in different ways. For me to understand, give me one commandment and tell me three different ways that that commandment can be obeyed.
No, sir. I am not. What I mean is that in administration.
I'm talking about water baptism. You are talking about administration. Okay. It's water baptism I'm talking about.
Okay, water baptism, the death and the burial and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, identification.
Sir, cool down. Because you look very intelligent. That's why I'm talking with you. I'm taking time because there are people that are watching us and people may benefit from what we are saying. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I gave you an example that will have ended your argument. But you refuse to catch it. The commandment says, go and baptize in a name, not in a title.
The name of the Father, the name of the Son.
So, if the Bible says, go and baptize in the name of the Father, before you go and baptize, you will find out what is the name of the Father. That's what I'm telling you. Now, let me help you further. Open John chapter 5. Open your Bible, sir. John chapter 5. So, do you know the name of the Son?
Jesus.
Thank you very much. Now, that Jesus is the one speaking here in verse 43.
Okay, John 5, 43.
Yes.
Okay, this I'm reading from New King James Version of the Holy Bible.
Any version, read them.
I have come in my Father's name.
Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
Who? In which name did he say he came?
In the Father's name.
So what is the name of the Father?
Jesus.
So if you are to baptize in the name of the Father, which name will you use?
Jesus.
Why? Because Jesus is the name of the Father. So if I take you inside the water and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, put you inside the water and bring you out. Have I baptized you in the name of the Father?
No.
Fine. Go to John chapter 14. Verse 26.
John 14, 26. I read again. But the helper.
Who is the person speaking?
Well, I'm saying it's Jesus, but this is...
Who is the person speaking in that verse there?
Jesus.
Good. Go on.
But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
In which name will the Holy Spirit come?
In the name of Jesus.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus.
What's the name of the Father?
The name of the Father is Jesus.
What is the name of the Son?
The name of the Son. That is the name of the
what
Son.
What is the name of the Son?
The name of the Son of God. The word that turned to Son is Jesus.
So, if you are to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, which name will you use?
That is, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost equals to Jesus.
Therefore, correct baptism is to baptize in the name of Jesus. You have baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God bless you.
God bless you.
Somebody wants to ask again.
All right. Praise the Lord, church. Sir, we do respect, sir. Biblically, it is stated that the scripture cannot be broken. And it is written that we should go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I stand to know if there is any place written that we should baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I'm a member of...
You are a member of...
Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless you. Open Acts chapter 2. Verse 38.
Then Peter said unto them...
That's on the day of Pentecost.
Repent.
Was Peter among those Jesus Christ said they should go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Was Peter among?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Was among the 11 in verse 18 of Matthew 28. Okay. Now, Peter is saying on the day of Pentecost, go on.
And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
He didn't say you should baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Correct?
Right, sir.
Okay, go to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. That's where they baptize now. It's in the book of Acts. Philip had gone to Samaria. There was a revival. Read it from verse 14.
Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God,
yes,
they sent unto them Peter and John.
Uh-huh.
15. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
16. For as ye he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord
Father
Jesus.
And of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Which name did they baptize?
Jesus, sir.
Can I give you one more? In the house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10. Read it from verse 47.
Can any man forbid water that this should not be baptized,
uh-huh,
which have received the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh,
as well as we?
Uh-huh.
And he commanded them to be baptized
in
the
name
of
the
Lord.
Father.
Then prayed the...
Eh? Baptized in which name?
In the name of the Lord, sir.
Eh?
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of
the Lord.
Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. This, what of Apostle Paul? He was not even there when Jesus gave the commandment. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. He met those people on the way. Okay, read it from verse 1.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you be believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
Go on, I'm not finished now. After that, what happened?
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Father. They baptized in the name of the Father. Now, you open the Bible and show me where baptism was carried out in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, show me your own. You understand? You don't surrender. Clap your hands. Yes, sir.
Amen. So just to add to what my brothers have asked, according to the book of Matthew chapter 28, 18, 19, He says to them that all powers are given unto him, that they should go baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. So, but actually I picked something, since, because I've been doubting it, even when you used to teach it before, I used to give doubt to it. But now I've found out the...
You have understood now. Clap your hands now. Any other person? Thank you very much. That is the purpose of today's program. Amen. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. As we victory is ours, we are chained down in the past. To jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Thank you very much. Now, it's not just about the formula to baptize, but it is also any doctrine that pertains to your true salvation. Satan went there and perverted it, so that you would think you are saved when you are not saved. The only way for your sins to be remitted is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way for you to come under the blood of Jesus Christ is repentance first. Then you identify with the death, the burial. And as you come out, it is an ordinance. Every sin you have ever committed is wiped away. You stand before God justified. That is the first work of grace. Three works of grace. The first one is justification. And we are justified through His blood. You allow that blood to speak for you through that ordinance. And it's not enough. I had a preacher, Shimulowo, was saying in a program I listened to. He said some people are accusing themselves about how to baptize. Some say in Jesus' name. Some say Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Some say sprinkling. Some say. He said the important thing is that you are baptized. I say wrong. You are wrong. Preacher, you are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. That is the same way people misinterpret grace. I say salvation is for all. Just come. Do you believe? You believe? That's all. You believe? You believe? That's all. Romans chapter 10 says so. With the heart, you believe. With the mouth, you confess unto righteousness. Do you believe? Say after me. Have you said it? Now you are saved. You are born again. That is a liar. It's deeper than that. Anybody can say after me? Can't you say after me? Oh yeah, say after me. I'm born again. You see, you are born again. Deeper than that. The mystery of salvation is deep. Forget all these people who know nothing about salvation and they are teaching salvation. Why would they produce the kind of Christianity we have today? Where people have no reverence for God, have no fear for God. Where worldliness has taken over. You don't distinguish between the world and the church anymore. Because of such false preachers. Salvation is deeper than that. Something that took the Lord Jesus Christ to go through all that pain He went through on the cross on Calvary. And He said, if you will follow me, pick your own cross and follow me. Which cross are they carrying in those churches? It's nothing like that. Salvation is deeper than that. But that's not where I am going. We have our messages. Go there to the tape stand. Everything that will give you a bearing from earth to glory, we have been preaching them here. Go to our tape stand. Pick for yourself and listen. And you are either ready to obey the word or you obey your church. Praise the Lord. I don't finish. When we finish now, just come for water baptism. We are ready for you. Amen.